Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Getting ready to go back to school. It's already that time. It is Stuff the Bus on Saturday at South Point, at the South Point Walmart in Spotsylvania. We're going to talk about that this morning with a number of people from Spotsylvania County Schools. Renee Daniels here. Nina Parrish is here from the Parrish Learning Zone. From the school board, Amanda Blaylock is here. And school social worker Michelle Swisher is here also. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amanda, where did the summer go? It seems just like an hour ago we were talking about getting ready for summer and reading and don't get away from it. And now we're stuffing a bus again.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, I believe. Ted, I'm going to tell you, before you know it, we're back in this mode of getting our youth and our young people ready to get back through our doors. And this is a great event to support all of the students that are suffering from homelessness in our county and get them ready for the big kickoff on September 6th.
Wow, that will be here soon. And when we talk about the number of students homeless, Michelle Swisher, unfortunately, that number just, you see it continue to grow every year.
It does. We actually ended last school year with identifying 570 students that were identified McKinney-Vento, which is homelessness. They could either be living in a shelter, a hotel, with other people, or being an unaccompanied minor. Or we did have a few students that were not housed at all, so they were jumping from place to place. So this event is an absolute godsend for us, for them, because we're able to get school supplies to kids, and they're able to be like everybody else with a nice backpack and new stuff to start the year with.
Yeah, no, you see that. I've seen you at several of these kind of events when as the trailer gets filled up, and I know you in particular, you look at all of that and know that each of those pens and pencils and notebooks, and a lot of times a lot of us will go into a Walmart and pick a few of those up and think, you know, this can't be doing much, but individually it means a whole lot.
It absolutely does. You know, you have parents that are struggling a lot of times just to pay the rents that they're paying in hotels or paying to live with other people, and they don't have the extras for the three-ring binders or the composition notebooks, and they want their children to be just like everybody else and go to school with new things to be ready to learn, because education is so important. And families really know that. They know that is the thing that's going to be most successful for their children is education, and being prepared is part of that.
And I would add to that, Ted, that one reason we really appreciate the Walmart at South Point and Parrish Learning Zone supporting this and helping us do this event is it does make it very convenient as you're shopping for your own self, your own child, or possibly just picking up your groceries to pick up that binder or a pack of pencils or a backpack, and on your way out, come over, hand it to one of our volunteers that will be available, and it will get in the hands of a child who is in need.
And it's tax-free weekend, and that
tax-free weekend
adds to it, too.
And again, the convenience of it. We're going to be right there outside the doors of the Walmart at South Point. Very easy for people to pick up something extra. And we can go over maybe later some of the items that we're going to be needing this year, those high demand, but always need school supplies.
Yeah.
As Michelle said, we're looking to make sure that the homeless child walks into our schools with a backpack, all their supplies, just like everyone else around them. The idea is to make sure the homeless child is not ever identified as homeless in any way, and that includes physically when they walk in the school.
Yeah. Nina Parrish with Parrish Learning Zone. Nina, I remember being at this event with you last year when it got started, and we talked. Well, and you were here too. We did this show a year ago. This is so important overall to learning, and you really see that day to day with the kids that you work with.
Yes, we certainly do, and we're so excited to be a part of this event again and have the opportunity to help collect these school supplies. And as a special education teacher that's taught in the public schools, I really see the need for this type of drive for our students, so they're able to start off the school year on a positive note prepared with all of the supplies that they need so that they can go into the school year really with that positive start. And when I was teaching in the public school system, you know, it was always upsetting to me to see students who had to start this school year without the necessary supplies and see the teachers, you know, scurry around trying to get the supplies together for that student. And this drive really allows, you know, the homeless students and the students who have those needs to start the school year just like any other student would. And just like Amanda said, you know, to be able to have that positive start and to not stand out so that we, you know, can go into our school and all the students are starting the school year prepared. And so we're just really excited at Parish Learning Zone to be able to take part in this another year. We think it's a really good way for the community to come together to support our students.
Well, and you mentioned something really important there, Nina, that it's so many teachers, most teachers, all teachers, that spend so much of their own monies for supplies for situations like this. You're not only helping the family, you're helping that the teacher right away doesn't have to all of a sudden go home that night and see that they have X number of students they know don't have things and go out and buy it right away.
Exactly, because, you know, our teachers are on the front lines, you know, and they see these students who need these supplies, and they're not going to let the student, you know, go without the supplies. So this really takes the burden off of the teachers spending their own money to provide those supplies for the student, which I think is a wonderful thing.
This is something, Renee, that the Spotsylvania Schools, how many years now, you've done this for a while.
This is our fifth year doing this event, and we are extremely excited about it. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the partnership of our business community. This year, we've got a few more businesses that have joined us. We've got Sport and Health, and we've also got Sentara Pratt and the University of Mary Washington are all collecting supplies on our behalf, and they'll be dropping them off on Saturday and then throughout the month of August. So if you can't be with us on Saturday, you can definitely drop them off at one of those locations, and they'll get the supplies to us. So we're very excited about those partnerships. Again, it is a community effort, and it does support every one of our students and schools in our division.
Well, Nina, I remember last year talking to both you and your husband at this event and how you both talked about we got to get more businesses involved. So this has got to be music to your ears.
Yes, we're really excited to see more and more of the community participate, because something that we really like about being involved in this event is that you see bus drivers there, you see businesses there, you see parents there and students, and everyone is working together as a team to support all of our students in Spotsylvania County coming into the school year prepared. And that's a wonderful thing to be involved in.
Stuff the Bus, it's this Saturday, 9 until 6:30 at the South Point Walmart. That's our focus this morning. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stuff the Bus this Saturday in Spotsylvania at the South Point Walmart. It's from 9 until 6:30. School supplies being collected for needy and homeless students. Nina Parrish from the Parish Learning Zone here, along with Renee Daniels with the schools. From the school board, Amanda Blaylock is here, and school social worker Michelle Swisher is here. One of the things, Amanda, I remember from last year is you had a lot of students volunteering at this, at collection points and just helping. And I guess they got community service points for doing that.
That's right, Ted. And this is really a win-win situation for any high school student in Spotsylvania County that is looking to secure their community service seal on their diploma when they graduate, and because all of these hours will be credited towards that. And we're actually looking for more volunteers from students.
Okay.
So if you don't mind me sharing, the way they could volunteer is to call 540-834-2500 and ask for Renee Daniels, and she will sign you up, give you a time slot. You will show up that day, check in, help volunteer, which that's going to consist of gathering supplies from customers that have come out of the store that want to donate, helping give out flyers, loading buses, loading the trucks, and just really a very social day, if you will. They'll be interacting a lot with the people going in and out of the Walmart store that day. So if anyone needs community service hours, this is a perfect way to gain some more hours towards your community service seal.
And you can do it right away in the school year and
right away.
get taken out. And boy, and what a great way to do it. And just to see how things are things are collected. So still needs for that.
And even if you're not looking for a seal, what a great thing to teach
right.
someone to give back yeah. and volunteer their time on a Saturday for someone who is less fortunate than you. So it truly is a win-win regardless of what you do. So if you're looking to help volunteer, please call the school division's main number and ask for Renee Daniels and share that you want to be a volunteer on Saturday for Stuff the Bus.
We have Renee Daniels right here
That's
looking.
Right.
So it's
yes, I'm very excited. I can't wait to get back to my office and pick up that phone and get all these wonderful volunteers online for Saturday.
Saturday, it begins at 9 o'clock at the South Point Walmart. And how you always have it every year, you've got a you'll have people at doors collecting things. And then it all goes into a big trailer. And Michelle, as far as... with for the families, I mean, I think in the past you've even had some families that would be participants or getting some of this stuff will help.
Absolutely,
will
they
volunteer.
Volunteer. We've even had families that come out and purchase items to help stuff the bus too. I mean, every little bit helps, whether it's a folder, a pack of pens, paper, 3-ring binders. It's all helping the community, and people want to do their part to help. So it makes a huge difference, and we cannot thank our community enough for the amount of giving that they give to us to help support our students in Spotsylvania County.
I'm sure this is the time of year when a lot of these families who can't afford this kind of thing start stressing and
they
seeing
do.
Those lists and thinking, how am I going to get pens and notebooks and
I have been receiving calls for about the past 2 weeks now of parents going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I keep saying, don't worry, Stuff the Bus is coming. We're going to be able to help you out in some way. And like Nina said earlier, you know, teachers are the ones who really help out a lot too throughout the year when students need things. But this is a great way to be able to help offset that for teachers. And we're really glad that we're able to do this. But parents want their kids to be like everybody else. They want their children to have a nice new backpack. They want them to have a new pencil box. And this is just one way that we're able to do that for them.
Amanda, you and Don Shelley especially talk about it a lot on the school board level, just the sacrifice that teachers do make, whether it's at the beginning of the school year, all school year, all year round. The teachers see things, hear things, and put things together and a lot of times out of their own pockets.
That's so true, Ted. It is amazing what teachers do out of their own pocket. Even with events like this that we try to support in every way we can, you're still going to find that teachers will be out of pocket money every single year because they, just as Nina had mentioned, they will not let a child go without. Mm-hmm. They see a need, they're going to meet it, and they do it quietly. They never say a word, and they're definitely just heroes in the community of supporting children and providing for them. I know of so many stories where teachers have went out and purchased things for kids and made sure they had them the next day because they watched them walk in the first day without their backpack or their pencils. And that is something that really, really touched us in the community. And when we connected with Michelle a few years ago to start supporting the families when we saw the rise in our homelessness, if you remember, it really just jumped during the recession time. And unfortunately, we're not seeing the number go down.
Yeah.
We're just not there yet. So we really stepped up our game at the school board level to really try to make this a community-wide event and also to educate the community on you have a child in every school that is homeless. And it's so funny. We say that every time, but I just recently heard a mom ask her daughter, do you have any homeless children in your school? And she goes, oh, no. And I said, oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And the beauty of it is we try to make sure you don't know that.
Yeah.
We want them to be able to blend, if you will, and to not stand out for any reason other than maybe an academic award or achievement. We want them to have the same comfort when they walk in. You've got to remember, the kids that we're trying to support with the Stuff the Bus event are not the kids who had a good night's sleep or a full belly when they went to bed. These are the kids that may have been in a hotel, maybe had an arguing situation next door to them and they couldn't sleep well or kept them up all night. Just the you know how it is, and just the loudness. There's not a good night's sleep. They certainly didn't have a hot, warm meal. They're in a hotel. So whether they got a burger from a fast food place or somebody threw something in a crock pot, whatever happened, they didn't get what they should have gotten to prepare for their evening, get up, and start a day. This event allows us to give the child everything they need to walk into that school and look like everyone else. And yes, the school board takes this extremely serious, and our homeless kids have become a very big passion of the school board. And yes, Dawn Shelley and I have really taken that on as kind of our baby, and we'll continue to. As long as we have homeless students in this county, we will continue to do things like this.
Nina, I'm sure that these kids going into school the first day with all this brand new stuff, I mean, that just helps them academically get off to a good start.
Yes, I think that's a good point. You know, it really does support these students to come in on the first day and have all of the supplies that they need because, you know, we're all working towards the same goal of all students being able to learn and all students being able to be successful in school. And a lot of the issues that Amanda talked about that affect students are actually happening outside of the school building. And so to be responsible, we have to do our best to address some of those issues. And that is a way to support these students, and it's also a way to support our teachers in making sure that these students are successful with what they need to do academically in school. And a big part of that is addressing these outside needs. And this is one of the outside needs, to make sure that these students show up to school with all the supplies that they need. And so I think this event is a great way and an easy way for our community to come out and to support our students.
Right. And like we mentioned in the last segment, you can just go into Walmart, pick up a few things, walk out, and be on your way.
One of the things we're doing to make it even easier for the people who want to donate is if they go to the Walmart, we will have a little shopping list for them that our volunteers will be passing out. It has everything listed. You can buy everything on the list. You can buy bulk of one item on the list, whatever you want to do. But just to give you a reference point to let you know of the things that we need, things that people don't necessarily think about as school supplies, but our high school students really need it, are art supplies like sketchbooks and things like that that they have for their special classes, and we want to make sure that they have the supplies for those classes as well. And those are sometimes more expensive items. So we want to, you know, bolster all of our students' talents, and some of these students are budding artists, and we want to make sure that they have the supplies they need as well.
That's really interesting, and we will get into the list of things in the next segment. But I never thought of that, because I'm just thinking in my mind, just because you see so many notebooks and that kind of thing. But it's more than that in some of the bigger events.
Well, it is. Actually, I bought my children's school supplies yesterday, and earbuds are on the third grade list. And it's very common now because we have students learning from computers, laptops, and they're learning in a quiet setting. So it's all of those things are needed. And I know that that's a big new thing on list is earbuds. And those need to be donated as well. It's not just for the elementary students. Renee's exactly right. You have to think all the way through to a senior, where they do need different things like post-it notes or index cards or those things that you may not think of for a small child, but you do for a large child, like flash drives. We need all of that. And so when you get your shopping list on Saturday outside of Walmart, you will be able to see those things. But those things tend to get forgotten. And I think the art supplies are huge for our our thriving artist. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. So if someone wants to handle those paper, I would be the kind of person that would think, no, I know what to get, but
you really don't.
No, look at that list.
Even I looked down yesterday and said to myself, "Oh yeah, we need earbuds." That wasn't on my radar, and I buy them every year, and so that was something new. So it is good to take the list on Saturday and take a look at it, because it may be something that you're not thinking about, and also you may have someone who is an artist themselves, and that's their passion, and they want to give back in that area. That's something special to them. So look at the list, see what works for you, and the beauty is we're going to be there basically all day long. It's a very long event. It's going to run from 9 a.m. to 6:30 in the evening, so it's even convenient time-wise, and hopefully we'll get a lot of support that day.
And again, there is a need that day for just volunteers to collect this, and students can do that and get some community service hours.
That's
so
right.
you can call the schools for that, 834-2500, and leave a message or talk to Renee Daniels and get that taken care of. Before we take a break, Nina, you're here with Parish Learning Center Zone. Talk about what you do and what you offer the community.
Yes, we provide a K through 12 tutoring service where we use licensed teachers to come in and tutor for us, and they tutor the subjects that they teach all day at school. So we just provide a more a customized experience where if your student is struggling or perhaps they just need some individual attention in a subject area, then we can do that for you, and we set up a customized plan to help your student to be more successful at school.
And you've got a website at?
We sure do, www.parishlearningzone.com.
And I didn't look, but I'm sure you also have a Facebook page.
Oh, yes. We have a Facebook page and Twitter, and you can look us up and give us a call or send us a message if your kid is struggling in school or if you just need some extra support.
Nina Parrish with the Parish Learning Zone here, along with Michelle Swisher, Spotsylvania School Social Worker, Amanda Blaylock from the School Board, Renee Daniels from the Spotsylvania County Schools. It is Stuff the Bus at the South Point Walmart this Saturday, 9 until 6:30. We will come back. When we come back, we're going to talk again or more about just some of the items that you can think about getting and dropping off on Saturday at the South Point Walmart. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about a fantastic event that's coming up on Saturday. It is Stuff the Bus in Spotsylvania. It's at the South Point Walmart from 9 in the morning until 6:30 at night. Michelle Swisher is school social worker here, along with Amanda Blaylock from the school board, Renee Daniels from Spotsylvania County Schools, and Nina Parrish with the Parrish Learning Zone is here this morning talking about Stuff the Bus. I guess, Nina, this is one of those kind of situations that a lot of people who either have kids in school or even don't, but you often wonder, boy, I'd really like to help. I'd really like to help, but I wouldn't have any idea how to help. Here's an incredibly easy way to do that.
Yes, it's definitely an easy way to help. I think that we have a lot of people in our community that really want to help and they don't know how to do this. And this type of event just makes it so easy to help. And of course, we'll have a list of supplies that we'll be handing out as people walk in, customers walk into to Walmart. So that list will tell you exactly what you can purchase. But if you're not able to make it out to Walmart and you happen to have a child that's in Spotsylvania County Schools, you can look at the list of items that you're buying for your child and just pick up a couple of extras. Or a lot of times when you go into the school, and meet with the teachers at the beginning of the school year, they'll have post-it lists or they'll have little items on post-its. And anything that you can do to help, with those suggestions that the teachers are making of supplies that they need for their particular classroom, picking up a few of those and just buying a few extra items is also helpful. But we will have a list of donations that we're suggesting when customers walk in to Walmart on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And it'll tell you exactly what the needs are for this year, and picking up any of those items, even, something small when everybody comes in. And we have a big turnout for this event, and we've really been able to provide for a lot of the needs in our community throughout the year with the supplies donated through this event.
Michelle, you get to see firsthand when this gets all, and I mean, I guess you get even to pass a lot of this stuff out.
I do. It's one of my favorite things because we'll go out to the hotels and help register students for school before school starts. And being able to let children choose which backpack they like is amazing. There's choice there. They get to pick out which backpack they want or which folders and that kind of thing. And like Nina said, this goes throughout the school year. We get these supplies out to all of the schools. Every school has the opportunity to come and take part in getting these supplies. So you might have a student that comes into your school mid-year. Being able to provide supplies for that student is wonderful. Or if we have kids that unfortunately, there might have been a tragedy. Their house had a fire or there was a flood, that we're able to replace those things right away so that they're not having a lag time or having to be displaced more than they are. So,
Amanda, this on so many levels, this is a fantastic program, but on just on a really an official kind of school level, it's important for kids not to get off on a good start just for academically, because there's so much tied to Spotsylvania schools. All schools are under such pressure academically to have kids make it.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you talk about SOLs and scores and test scores and all, again, it's the right thing to do, but also just academically, so these kids don't find themselves behind and having to be held back or just never catch up. Just a lot of reasons why you want to get involved in something like this.
Oh, that's such a good point. If you think about the educational system, and in Spotsylvania, we're the largest employer. We're the largest entity in Spotsylvania County. We serve 24,000 students a day, have over 3,000 employees. It's our heart of our community or our schools. And when you think about a child going to school, we think they're there to learn. And that is the number one goal we're doing. But to do that, every child has to come prepared, rested, fed, feel safe. There's a list of things that make them the whole child. And for us to be able to come together as a community, and Michelle and I can tell you, we live in the best community to support students. I have never seen anything like it. But when we come together as a community to have an event at our local Walmart with support of business partners saying, we are not going to allow our homeless students to feel homeless or look homeless. We're going to make sure that they walk in ready to go just like everyone else. And to think about how that supports the child mentally and emotionally, it is unbelievable, because it's not just about handing that backpack that Michelle was talking about. She gets to hand the child and they pick whether they want Elsa or if they want Cars or what their favorite characters are. The thing is that gives them self-esteem and it makes them feel good. And when they go in, and they're especially elementary age, and they have their backpacks and everybody's looking at the other backpack, they have one they can show off. Mm-hmm. And they're proud of it. And if you remember being a child, what that's like to get your new backpack. You know, it's so exciting. I know it is for my 8-year-olds. They are more excited about that than anything. And it makes you feel good. And when you go in feeling on the even playing ground with everyone else, and for that moment, that child doesn't see hotel walls or living in someone's bedroom in a house or in a shelter, which we have several in shelters, or even worse, house to house to house, or possibly in a tent scenario at a campground. They don't see that. What they see is at that moment, they're like everyone else, and their learning level can be anyone else's, and there's nothing that they can't do that everyone around them can't do. And that is great for their self-esteem, which puts them in the right mental place for the teacher to be able to do his or her job at that time.
And because unfortunately, we sit around here as adults, and you probably see this, Michelle, but kids are kids. And
yes.
We might see, or our teacher might see, that somebody doesn't have something new and then does it. But kids are talking among themselves and saying, look at Johnny over there.
Yes.
Look what he's got.
Yes. And that's why this is so important. And our community's outpouring of love and support for our students has been overwhelming over all of the years. And we are so thankful for that. And we love that it continues. And we know that this Saturday is going to be a successful event, and the community is going to come out and pour that love on again, so that we can help those students not feel any different and have the things to get ready to go to have a successful year on the first day of school on September 6th.
And we'll talk about Treasure House another time, but that is a fantastic program that nobody else here does, but Spotsylvania does, where you're able, through Treasure House, and able to put things there and let families come and shop and get things all year round. This isn't just like stuff the bus, here's your backpack, good luck.
No, it's all year. And I love, love, love Treasure House. I am so proud of that. And our community should be so proud of that, because everything there is 100% community donated. From the shelves to the paint on the walls, it has all been donated. And we are making a difference in people's lives. We're setting them apart from where they're not having to worry about if they can pay their electric bill, or if they can get food, or if they can get their hygiene products, because Treasure House is able to provide those things. And we've served almost 4,000 people in a year.
And I'm going to tell you, Ted, this community, I don't even think realizes how amazing they are. As a school board member and a social worker, Michelle and I teamed up to sort of really promote this a few years ago. And there are a lot of divisions that when we went to a conference that look at us and say, how do you get community support? Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty easy. We tell our community we have children in need, and they know that what they're purchasing in his hand to us is going straight into the hands of a child that is in need. They know exactly where their purchase is going. They come out in droves. All they have to do is know that there's a need. If Michelle is short on socks or underwear, I can post it on my Facebook page, and I can promise her by that evening she will have what she needs to go to the hotels and give out, because that's the kind of community we live in. I would put Spotsylvania second to none on supporting schools and the community. We're very proud of our community, and we can't say enough about their support of the Treasure House and our homeless population.
It is Stuff the Bus Saturday at South Point Walmart from 9 in the morning until 6:30 at night. Renee Daniels, let's go over some of the things. From the normal stuff to stuff like you mentioned, flash drives that we might not think about.
Right, right. Well, we need backpacks of all sizes. So because we're giving backpacks to all age groups. So don't just go get the character backpacks. Get the larger backpacks for our older students as well. Colored pencils, erasers, crayons, markers, pens, pencils, pencil cases. That is definitely a big one. The marble composition books are still being used in our schools, so we definitely need those. Notebook paper, 3-ring binders. Most of them are requests for 1-inch binders, so please try to get the 1 or 1.5-inch binders. Post-it notes, high school art supplies like sketch pads and art pencils, glue sticks, scissors, both the preschool size scissors and the larger scissors, pocket folders with the brads, the index cards, the tissues, the hand sanitizers. That's huge. And then, of course, earbuds we've mentioned earlier, and the flash drives are really important. So all of those things are very helpful for us and our students. And what's so exciting about it is last year we collected enough to get us, it was through April. This year our goal is to get us all the way through the end of the school year. So as Michelle says, it's not just something we do at the beginning of the year. This is something we help support our students throughout the entire school. And this event kicks it off. And we're hoping that the community will come out even bigger and better this year and get us through to the entire school year.
The only other thing I was going to add, too, is dividers for notebooks. We often get a request for those. And if you're not able to get there that day, mm-hmm. you can drop off at the school board office. You can drop off at your local school. The other thing we'll be gladly taking, too, is gift cards. If you're not really sure what to buy and you don't have time, pick up a gift card and hand that in, because those can go for other items that may be needed throughout the year to support our students as well.
This is just this event itself is just one I always look forward to, just to see everybody pulls together. You see school board members, you see principals, yes. you see every level
and
the of the
students
community.
Are out there. You'll students. See students out yeah. there, and although a lot of them are earning their community service hours, and that's wonderful. It again, it's a win-win, but it's also a time that if you have a child that is fortunate and you can go buy all the school supplies, what a great time to teach them how to give back, to let them go in and pick out something themselves. And even if it's a pack of pencils for $1, but they walk out and they hand it to a volunteer, and that small child knows that I have helped someone. It's just a great way to instill community at a very early age. It's just like at Christmas time when we drop in the bucket in the bale. It's the same mm-hmm. type thing. You're still teaching that civic duty and that community service, but you're teaching them that it's not about them in life, because it's not. It's about us helping each other. And it's just a great, great day for the community, no matter whether you're donating, volunteering, helping, or you yourself are the one that's struggling at this time and we're supporting you. It's a win for all of us, and we all come together as one.
Well, and Nina, as somebody in your days as a teacher, I guess you want to have kids going into school feeling confident and excited about the school year, not dreading to get there and hoping that someone notices that you need some of this stuff.
Definitely. And I think that it's important for that reason that students start the school year prepared with all of their supplies, you know, because if they're starting without everything they need, they have that in the back of their mind.
Yeah.
And instead of learning and being able to focus their full attention on that, you know, they're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have this thing that I need. And what if they call on me and, you know, it makes some sort of scene, or, you know, they're thinking about that instead of being able to fully focus on learning. And I think something that I've also that's come to my attention running a local business is as a business in Spotsylvania, it really benefits us as well, because our students that are in our schools right now, they're going to grow up and they're going to be our future workforce. So it is in our best interest to make sure they're as prepared as they possibly can be, because one day they're going to be the workforce of all of our local businesses. So, you know, doing something like this allows for their improvement, and it allows for the long-term improvement of our community.
Yeah, and if you think about the mental of a child as they're starting school, if you can remember whether you were starting elementary, a middle school level, or high school level, there are worries already.
Yeah.
Will I know anyone? Will I make a friend? Especially high school, peer pressure. It's a huge building and all the little kids, you know, what will we do at the playground? That's the worries we're trying to make sure the kids have. Just regular, everyday worries. We're trying to really take the adult issues off of them and let them be students and children, which is exactly what they are. And unfortunately, they're in situations where they have to do a lot more worrying than they should at that young age. This is a way our community provides for them in the educational system, and it's a way that has been very successful in the past, and we're certainly hoping that we get it again this Saturday.
And again, a good emphasis, and you've all brought it out, but Michelle, and you especially mentioned it, just about the older kids and high school supplies. Don't just think of this as, you know, getting the Elsa backpack. Think of it as high school students, or even high school students in art or others that have bigger things that they'll need.
Yes, and those items are more expensive.
Yeah.
When you need binders for, you know, six of your classes, that can add up rather quickly. And if we're able to help provide some of those, that really does help a family out, and it helps the student out. They're more prepared for class. Because students aren't going to say, I live in a hotel, I live in the shelter. Mm-hmm. They're never going to tell anybody that. And so what happens is they look like they're not prepared for class. And we don't want that. We want to remove that barrier from them immediately. And so when counselors or school social workers know that someone is in a situation that they might be homeless or in need even, that we're able to step in and say, here's your binders, here's your dividers, here's your flash drive. We got you covered. What else do you need? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had a student one time who needed a camera. We got that, took care of it because they were taking a photography class. So we want to remove all barriers that we can.
And that's where gift cards help, because there are things that pop up like a camera, or it could be a specific calculator for a specific math. We always need those. And I know that I had to buy those calculators for my kids, and they're expensive.
Yep.
So those are things that the needs come up throughout the year. So if you can give a gift card, those do help. And those donations will be taken that day as well. So anything monetary, and that's what that will be used for, is the unexpected, the unknown.
Stuff the Bus, Saturday, South Point Walmart, starts at 9 in the morning and goes all day long until 6:30 at night. We'll wrap this up when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Time flies. Stuff the Bus is this Saturday at the South Point Walmart, 9 until 6:30. And you can stop by anytime and drop things off. And Renee Daniels with Spotsylvania County Schools, you mentioned that there will be people handing out lists. Take that and don't just assume, my kids have been through school, I know what to get. Because things have changed. I've learned a ton this morning.
That's correct. We want to make sure that we have them with all the supplies that they need. And it's not just crayons and markers. There are other things they need, like those earbuds and flash drives and the three-ring binders and dividers. Very important for kids to have everything they need. So we want to make sure they have just everything on the list.
Michelle Swisher, the Spotsylvania School social worker who sees all of this firsthand. And unfortunately, as we've mentioned, the numbers, 570 homeless kids last year was just unacceptable. It's just a huge number.
It is. And, you know, we're hoping the trend will start to move downward. I keep hoping for that. I don't know when it's going to happen. But until that does, we're here to help provide for that whole child, whether it be school supplies or food or hygiene products. Treasure House is able to provide all of those needs so that they're ready to learn and come into their classroom prepared. So that's it. Hopefully it will start moving downward, but until it does, we're here for them.
And this is really the first of many kind of events, these kind of events that the county schools offer the community to get involved. You've got something coming up in October.
We do. October 14th is kicking off our fifth annual Rock Out, Knock Out Homelessness event, which will also be at Walmart this year, in which we'll be collecting items again for hygiene products at that point primarily. But we're also going to be holding a poverty symposium in our community on October 14th that morning, and more information will be coming out about that shortly. But that's just one way to start getting the word out and trying to figure out ways to help solve the problems that people encounter. But Rock Out Knockout is going to be a great event this year.
Leading up to that, we'll obviously have you back to talk about it. And you never can come here without mentioning, I mean, there's all kinds of things people can donate, but one of the things that you always talk about, the most common everyday thing that a lot of these families need, are crock pots.
Yes. And that's really how Treasure House truly started, was out of crock pots. When I would go and meet with families in hotels and have nothing to help them with, I was able to help give crock pots that would be able to feed their family. But we've gone from crock pots to hygiene products, school supplies, gift cards, gas card. I mean, really, whatever you use on a daily basis, we can try to help provide families with.
Yeah. No, and Nina, you mentioned this kind of thing is, as you buy things for your own family for school, double what you buy or triple it and get it to your, either drop it off here or during the course of the year, drop it off with your teacher at their classroom or the school. There's just a lot of ways people can help.
Right, exactly. It's tax-free weekend this weekend, and a lot of families are going to be out anyway shopping for their school supplies. So just picking up, you know, some extra items or picking up some of the things that are on your child's school supply list and, you know, dropping those by Walmart or, you know, dropping them by your child's school or the Treasure House is something small that you can do that, if enough people do that, it will really make a big difference for homeless and needy students in our community.
And if a number of businesses get involved, like Parish Learning Zone has, it helps too.
Yes, definitely. And we are always looking for more adult volunteers from local businesses to help with events like this. And it's a great way for our community to come together and local businesses to come and support our students in our public schools.
Amanda Blaylock, for the school board, this is again the start of a year-long effort that you do to help kids.
Absolutely.
That are, whatever they find themselves, whether it's homelessness or they've had a fire or a parent lost a job.
This is huge for me. This is my kickoff for the support of our homeless students, is always the Stuff the Bus event. Just like when we kick off school on the first day of school, this is what we do to support our social workers, who then in turn support all of our homeless population. I cannot thank our sponsors enough. We have South Point Walmart, Parish Learning Zone, Sport and Health, the University of Mary Washington, Sentara Pratt on board this year. We can't say enough about that, and I certainly can't thank people without thanking this community. It has been an amazing thing to see when the numbers jumped years and years ago when Michelle and I first met, and we realized that we were really, really dealing with a serious situation, that the numbers had, they were tripling, then they were doubling, and now we're still in the 500 and 600s at the end of a year. We've got a problem. And this community has stepped up, the businesses have stepped up, and this is really the first event to get it started, and this helps us kick the year off correctly.
Stuff the Bus, Saturday, South Point Walmart, starts at 9, goes until 6:30 at night. Nina Parrish, Renee Daniels, Amanda Blaylock, and Michelle Swisher, thanks for your passion, thanks for the preview of this, and good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That is it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.